Blog Talk Radio.
The Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth ward. Fourth ward. Come on. Sing it.
Come on.
Wait. They gonna wanna hit the horns.
Good morning. Welcome to the world. According to Drew, I'm Andrew Wickham, live on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful ninth day of April. Happy Easter Day to you all. So much is going on, so little time to talk about it. As always, read your African American newspapers. where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. We have My Eye Messenger, which is an online publication, Texas Metro News, and the Garland Journal. No excuse for the news. We also have eBlast. Beautiful, beautiful Easter. We're going to read a little bit about Easter and do it throughout to make sure we all understand what Easter is all about. I tell you, Easter, Easter, Easter. And even if you have some memories about your childhood with Easter, that would be great too. I can lead out by saying I remember all the Easter that we had growing up. Don't have much to say, but want to wish you a happy Easter day. That's just one that always comes to mind all the time for me. But again, Easter, better known as Pascha or Resurrection Sunday, is a Christian festival of cultural holiday commemorating the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, described in the New Testament as having occurred on the third day of his burial following his crucifixion and the Romans at Calvary. Okay, Passion of Jesus Christ. I remember we had a passion play there in Lakeland, Florida, and right in the middle of the orange groves, they recreated what we call the passion play. And those who are from the Florida area would know what I'm talking about. It's also, now remember, everybody celebrated Mardi Gras, and they had Ash Wednesday, and now today is the day that closes the door, and it's Easter. And Easter, before that, Easter was a holy week in Western Christianity. Begins on Palm Sunday, marking the entrance of Jesus in Jerusalem. Includes Spy Wednesday, which is a betrayal of Jesus' morn, and contains the days of Easter Triduum, including the Maundy, Thursday, commemorating the Maundy and the Last Supper, as well as Good Friday commemorating crucifixion and the death of Jesus. The Eastern Christianity, the same days and events are commemorated with the names of the days, all starting with holy or holy and great. And Easter itself might be called Great and Holy Pascha. Easter Sunday, Pascha, Sunday of Pascha in the Western Christianity. Happy Easter. I knew you all, some of you all, they got your new Easter suit, and we're proud of you this morning. Looking proud, looking good on Easter. All right. Well, good old things are happening in America. Remember, we played one of my favorite songs, President is Indicted. We talked about that earlier, should I say last Sunday. Now, all kind of threats are going to the DA. Just unbelievable. And then my question to you all, and I'll ask it throughout, are we above the law? Are we above the law? That's the question for today. Charge, we're not indicted or anything, or not taken to jail. We talked last week about Ruby Bridges. We're going to discuss that again. I want to just get a feel of how the listening audience about how things are starting to turn backwards for us as far as education, work, so much. And even in Nashville, you have three people that spoke out about the violence that happened there in Nashville. Transgender, able to buy guns, and kill those people in Nashville. Does that just send a chill up your spine? Talking about kids being lost in Nashville. And then you turn around. You turn around and expel three people we thought. Well, two out of the three got kicked out. Two out of three had a tan, I guess, in the Tennessee State Hall that they couldn't stand. Why? 2023, the hands of time is going back. I just don't believe it. Every time I think about it. I just don't know. And then I'm looking here on the ticker. We're talking about Tiger Woods. Withdrawing. Ineligible. We'll find out what that's about a little bit later as well. My, my, my. The things that we go through. The Pope earlier today gave his speech at the Vatican. You know, he had been sick a little bit. Looked pretty strong. Looked pretty strong doing, making his message to us. And I just hope that the world peace that we have here continues to grow, continues to make a way for everyone. Every single person that's here, we need to make sure that we go through world peace. I laugh all the time because I just think about what was going on with Miss Congeniality. They talked about world peace all the time. And we continue. In Nashville, you have people getting the shooting of the school. What is it going to take? What is it going to take? A shooting, as they say, occurred at Green Hills neighborhood. Just going on things. Things and things. Bay County. In California, East Lansing. And we have problems with gun control. Again, assault rifles being used. Assault rifles. And we cannot figure this thing out. We cannot figure this out. What the heck is going on? America. I told you I was going to buy me a watch and run it backwards. We were going to run it backwards because right now, when you can't be taken seriously, and I'm like, I had to think about the word I wanted to use for that one. In the Tennessee House, the GOP, again, I repeat, there were three people over the protest of guns. Gun control. Justin Pearson, and Gloria Johnson. If you don't know the story, sound like three black folks. See the story, two out of three. Two out of three. Were kicked out. And we're going to talk about this throughout. When you didn't want to drink the water, or if you thought the water was cold, you would drink it. You got to stay and work a little longer. If you refused to drink it, you were punished. The Kool-Aid. That's what I want to call it. Everybody drink the Kool-Aid. I have a federal judge here in the state of Texas taking up the abortion pill. Want to pull it off the table. Did you know more deaths have happened with Viagra over the abortion pill? Can you really believe that? And they want to pull it? This is the relash of the Roe versus Wade. No Supreme Court, but some states still have it. So they're chipping away state by state. State by state. Trying to still reverse the Roe versus Wade situation. Folks, that's why it's so important to vote. They are trying to turn, and I say they, we talk about the last election. Now, what is it going to take when you heard the United States leader, the president at the time, trying to get the director of elections or the governor or high official to change the votes, find 11,000 votes, find whatever the number may have been. It would have been tampering. The Republican Party is going by any means, and I repeat, any means to flip the table. Isn't that something? By any means to flip the table. It is absolutely bone-crushing to me. When you have, and I'll go back to Nashville, three people that opposed the gun law. Now, if anything, what went on in Nashville, and you have people, Nashtonians, I think that's what they call them. If not, I'm giving them that name. Right in your city, right where the state capitol is located. So three people opposed the bans or the legislation or whatever they were talking about, wanting more control, wanted more stipulations than what the GOP, Grand Old Party, wanted in the state of Tennessee. Three people, and I'll repeat their names again, Justin Thomas, Pearson, and Gloria Johnson. They had the audacity. Let me tell you just how, it's Sunday morning. I can't tell you what I want to say. The gall to suspend or expel, excuse me, there's a difference. Expel two out of the three that oppose. Like gun control wasn't an issue from Uvalde, Columbine, Nashville. What is it going to take for people to understand that we need to control those guns? I've said time and time again, AR-15, you call any letter an assault rifle, you don't take, honey. With the devastation that a machine gun can do to baby. It just ain't gonna happen. Just won't happen. What is it gonna take? I just cry on the inside. When you drop your kids off to school. See, it was a little different. My kids are a little older, and those who have older kids, if anything, you would think maybe not shooting, because it didn't happen as much as when our kids, and especially when we went to school. Some of us are senior students, I'll put it like that. But we didn't think about that. Our parents didn't have to think about that. Now some of the young parents have to worry about what's going on at school. Do they have an evacuation plan? What would happen, and now we think about grandkids, how are they going to get out of school? What actions are they going to take? It didn't work in Uvalde. They got the kid in Nashville. They acted a little quickly. So they acted once it happened. Again, where's the security? They're commending the officers for reacting quickly. But what happened inside? See, the rap has always been public schools, public schools, public schools. This was a private school. And if that didn't open the door, if it didn't open the door, nothing else will. Open the door is meant of bringing to recognition, bringing it to the forefront of what gun control needs to be. Kids are not safe. You drop your kids off every morning, those who have kids or grandkids, thinking it's a safe haven. But again, we don't know what people are going by or for. 21 should be an age that we all consider. 18, you're not responsible. 18, you're not thinking of what could be done versus what is done. 18, former student, new to layout. Kill people. America, what are we going to think about? What are we going to do? How are we going to go about it? These mass shootings are occurring as we speak. I wouldn't even know if we even get an updated list before we leave the air. You can go to Wiki and find out everything. Everything. As we speak, on Friday, more shootings. Friday, more shootings. Since we were on the air last Sunday, which was the second, let me just read, and I'm going to read it throughout the show. I'm a little upset. Rainbow people shot. No death. See, four people shot. On the second, Fayetteville, North Carolina, out of five people that were shot, one died. Pablo, Colorado, four people shot, one dead. And I'm just curious. A teenager was killed and three women were injured. That was in Colorado. If we go back to Fayetteville, four men were injured and one killed in the EV Lounge hookah bar in a shopping center. Now, that's still very popular, hookah. Now, I know a little bit about the lungs. you ingesting smoke directly into your lungs at a large volume ain't good for you. Trust me. It ain't good for you. You're young, vibrant now. You'll be trying to suck on nebulizers like people suck on candy. It ain't good. D.C., I mentioned, 4 men were injured, and they'd love to put this on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue in Southwest D.C. Excuse me, Southeast D.C. Gun violence. Atlanta, Georgia. A man died at Grady Hospital and 3 others were injured at the Flipper Temple Apartments Complex near the Westside Charter School. If you know Atlanta, Westside, Spelman, Westside, Morehouse, Westside, Morris Brown, Westside, Clark Atlanta. As long as it's a neighborhood, they don't give a flip. 4 people shot, 1 dead. Now they go to Jackson, Mississippi. Police found 5 people in a car. 4 of them were injured. Now, you don't have to be a mathematician. 5 people in one car and 4 of them injured. Either somebody didn't shoot one person, or maybe the shooter was in the car. Can't be too many answers for that. Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. 5 people shot, 1 dead. Man was killed and 3 others injured in the Kinston neighborhood. I wish somebody would listen. Let me know if that was in West Philadelphia. And in this particular byline, it reads, 3 police officers, 3 suspects were injured during a shootout after an undercover fentanyl investigation. Now, let me tell you something. There's a key word here called fentanyl. It's affecting everybody. But it's affecting more whites right now than blacks. It's not to say it's not in our schools, but if you look at the map of Dallas, suburbs are leading the way in fentanyl. And now, since it's affecting them, they have a spray of Narcan that they brought out quickly. But where was it when they say all the rocks were located in the black neighborhood? See, I just don't have a good feel right now about how things are so polarized in our neighborhoods, in our country. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, I thought. Well, it's good for the goose to get shoes, or when it crosses the road, it's a different thought process. If I sound hot, I'm hot this morning. Hot where you can spend money, slow people down, not to testify, not to talk. That will allow me to run the country. Had it been someone, if I was running for public office, something of that magnitude was there, I wouldn't be in public office. Too many double standards, America. We all we got, running it for ourselves. I always say, people who have lived here all their life can't get a dime. People come from other countries, bring the dime, and can get more dimes, create businesses. And we're still growing. You go to predominantly black neighborhoods. You go in the store, you get a convenience store or corner stores. Beer from Highland Park that may have expired on the 7th. They remarket and give it a week or two freshness check. And it already expired in Highland Park. You know how I know? I've seen it happen. Have a friend that have a convenience store. Things might be flat. Who knows? But not to lose money, they bring it on our side of town. Craziness. Craziness. And I'll go back. You oppose gun laws. Three people took the House to talk about it. Let me paint a better picture. Two black men, one white woman. This is where it gets tricky. They expel two people for talking about or opposing gun laws in Tennessee. They happen to be two brothers. They did not expel the white lady. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist, and I'm definitely not one, to understand what I just said. They all talked about the same. But they got kicked out, expelled. What do we do in America? What are we doing? It's about 37 after the hour. Happy Easter. Yesterday was a big, I'm going to read it twice, but yesterday was a big day. I had a big lump in my throat, huge lump. And my lump was because yesterday was my mom's birthday. Born in 1939, been gone over 10 years. Would have been about 82, 83. You know, It's just troubling. What has happened in my life from that? I want to give you something. I wrote a tribute because my mom's birthday was yesterday, and I'm hard, but I got a little choked up trying to write it, and I'm gonna read it for you. As soon as I find it, and as my mom always told me, you got to be a big boy. That's what she used to tell me. In order, big boys get big things done. That's what she's always told me. So let me get it, make sure I got it right. As a big boy. And I had a little size back in the day, too. I know Dr. Rodriguez is listening. No, I was just tall, taller than usual for my age. And then everybody caught up. But this is written, and I'll paraphrase it a little bit. This was yesterday. I want to pay homage to someone who was with me. She was always very dear to me, my life, and contributed to everything that I am today. That person was and is Mrs. Winnie Wiggum, my mother. Today, which was the 8th, I wrote this, was her special day. Here's a sudden tribute to my mama. Your tenacity and your stick-to-itness shaped my life. I just want to thank you as you rest in heaven for everything. When I couldn't believe in myself, you believed in me. When I couldn't fly, you told me I could fly with the best of them. When I thought I couldn't lead, you told me I can lead by just being myself. When I thought I couldn't, you always said I would. You told me to continue to love when you are hated by those who are close to you. You would have given me your arm if my arm didn't work. I owe it to you on this day, April 8th. Mom, I miss you. I love you. And even though you're not here physically, I can hear your voice when I'm out there, out here doing my thing. I am mentally tough, and you better believe your baby is trying to soar like you did here on earth. Lastly, when I mentioned my list of colleges that I wanted to attend, you listened and you never said a word. I noticed that we made more trips to Tallahassee. You better believe I got the message. I owe it to you. I thank you for loving and guiding your son. And that, I've written a lot of things. That was probably the hardest. Birthdays come and go. We see all the ones that we're a part of, but you never know. My reason for doing that is to let people know the impression that we can leave on our kids, because somebody impressed us. I have friends that have gone on and kind of rekindled my spirit to get a little bit more education, and I'm sure she's listening right now, that you can do it if you want it, just got to do it. So you may think I don't listen, I don't see, but I do appreciate people in my life that are positive. I appreciate the negatives too, because it keeps you on the right side. And it keeps you on the right side. But those are things that we need to do. We're here just for a minute on this earth. And that's why I do what I do, trying to make a difference in the lives of the people that I come in contact with. You never know how it may impact them, but you just keep going. Because everybody may not accept it, but there are some that will. And those who will grow and hopefully spread the word the same way. I always say I want it to be a domino, the one at the front. So when I click the other ones, it continues to knock the other ones down. That's impact. I just say kill nobody, just knock them down, change their mind, change their fate, change their status. Betterment, knowing that if I knock it down, you could turn around, pick it back up, and start over. That's why I wrote that. It's tough. It's tough. And those individuals, I see my boss came on, and I got to read it again. Those who listen to it, it's all a mama's tribute from her son. Madam President, yesterday, April 8th, was my mother's birthday. And she'll probably look, it's on Facebook too. And I want to read some. Here's my tribute. Your tenacity and your stick-to-itness shaped my life. I want to thank you as you rest in heaven for everything. When I couldn't believe in myself, you believed in me. When I couldn't fly, you told me I could fly with the best of them. When I thought I couldn't lead, you told me I could lead just being myself. When I thought I couldn't, you always said I would. You told me to continue to love when you're love when you are hated by those who are close to you. You would have given me your arm if my arm didn't work. I owe it to you on this day, April 8th. Mom, I miss you. I love you. Even though you're not physically here, I can hear your voice when I'm out here doing my thing. I'm mentally tough, and you better believe your baby boy is trying to soar like you did here on Earth. Lastly, I mentioned my list of colleges that I wanted to attend. You listened and you never said a word. I noticed that we made a lot of trips to Tallahassee. You better believe I got the message. I owe it to you, and thank you for loving God and your son. Tough thing to do. But guess what? I got it done. And oftentimes, it's that void in your life that you miss. But we take the tidbits that were provided while they were here with us, and you can continue. Birthdays, mother days, look tough, but you have to keep caring and be strong and push on. I'm telling you. It's about 47 minutes after hour. Welcome to the world, according to Drew. Don't forget, we have an e-blast. You must get it if you have not subscribed to it. We need you to be on it. And we'll go through some things there. But we have our leader on, and I want to see what she has to say. Sharon talks about what was going on in Nashville, Valley. It's time they get the killer inside the school before more can be done. Three people in the Tennessee House spoke up. Three. Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, and Gloria Johnson. Two blacks and a white. Opposing the gun laws of Tennessee. Nashville. What else? Country headquarters. And I'm trying to figure out how two of the three were dismissed, expelled, kicked out, deuces. You say, how can they get kicked out? Why? We know why. This country have moved in the direction of being so blatant. Don't even try to hide it anymore. Don't try to disguise it. They just openly kicked them brothers out. Now, where their home cities and counties are going to put them back in. Is that pie in the face? That's pie in the face. But why should it be at this point? I thought we agreed that we will disagree. Changing the game in the middle of the game is right now what the Republican Party is doing. Gun laws. I personally feel 21. I've never smoked, so I can't tell you. If I bought it at 15, 21, 31, 41, 51, never bought them. Never smoked them. But 21, but you can get a firearm at 18. What's wrong with that picture? What is wrong with that picture?
the House has changed, U.S. House. The Senate has changed. But some people still haven't changed their thought process. When it gets hit close to home, they may think differently, and you want to keep it at 18. So the people who lost their lives in that school, that means nothing to you. People who lost their lives in Columbine, at Uvalde, doesn't mean anything to you. Washington, we need you to step up. You even see here in Texas, after Roe versus Wade, that was based on a Texas case, was a national landmark decision, is getting currently rescinded. Roe versus Wade out. The abortion pill. Now, let's see the connection. There's a bulldozer that was in Washington last administration, appointed all these federal judges, and the one that's in Texas is brought in the stable. Now, I see we have some ladies online. They'd rather for us to die with Viagra for side effects, not so much for you, follow me for a minute. They say that the abortion pill is not safe, but you're allowing Viagra to stay on the market. I'm just going to give you numbers just to give an idea. If 8% is dying using the abortion pill versus 15% dying off Viagra, then we got something mixed up. Something is not right. As the old folks say, something in the milk ain't clean. But the evangelicals that they call themselves, are they really thinking about what's best? I, as a gentleman, I have my stance on life, but I don't think we can tell a woman what to do from that standpoint. Let it be their choice. And let it be their choice. Many states have not totally adopted the anti-abortion. But a bunch of guys. You know, again, Roe versus Wade was very, very, very instrumental as far as what occurred after it was passed. I think by banning that, abortions, going to being in health care, there's going to be a lot of unfavorable situations of people having abortions. Let's just be grown up about it. In places that are not sanitary, by means that are not approved. And now you've created a monster. Let's look at the after effect. What will happen? It's not good. Sometimes in Washington, we just get carried away. And you can see the fruits of someone's labor when this Republican judge wants to take it off the street, take it out of the pharmacies. Now, there's a chance they can still overpass or over the federal judge will have to get that. Speaking of federal judges, what do you all, when you read about Clarence Thomas getting these awesome trips, vacations, there's one common factor. Ah, it hurts my heart. A billionaire right here out of Dallas was providing transportation for Clarence Thomas, Judge Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice. People say it was fine. Some people say it was illegal. And there again, I'm going to watch this story very close. Very close. We know there are perks with certain things for those who can do it. Flights, vacations, scholarship, you name it. But the brother, you saying he was bought out? Was he not only bought out, was he coerced to look out for the interests of certain people? And like I say, I'm no fool. I know it goes on. But they seem to always catch us. Always seem to catch us. And this is how our news come. We'll plant you now and we'll see you later. That seed has been planted for a while. And now, it's come to the forefront. What may happen, I don't know. Everybody has denial. There's certain percentages of things that our House and Senate get. Even the justices. Is it for persuasion or? Yeah, I think so. Let's go back to Distinguished Gentleman, a movie in which Eddie Murphy starred in. He had the same name as James Garner. I can't think of his show. But his name was Jeff Johnson or something like that. He died, and Eddie used his name to get to Congress. One of the guys were trying to build near these power lines when they knew it was killing people. Never did do anything to take the power lines or reduce the wattage or anything, but he was taking bribes. So even we knew way back then of what Congress was capable of doing, how people would coerce them to vote in their favor. Certain things that may come across, certain taxes, certain bills, whatever the case may have been. Those things occurred, and now people are getting questioned about it. It's crazy. But I would like, Cheryl, if you could come on, I would like to take about it, or our weekend doctor, you can press 1 if you got something to say about that. All you got to do is press 1, and I'll come to you. But again, it's just so much, folks. So much of this ups and downs and in-betweens that we're experiencing in our country. You want to reverse the voting. You want to do this. You want to do this. Are we losing out? Are we not getting in the game? Or is the game passing us up? It is tough. out here. Super tough. All we ever wanted was an opportunity. But while my panel was getting together, again, happy Easter. Beautiful, beautiful day. Hope you all got your basket, your flowers, your curls, and your hair as we go to church and we're going to say our Easter speech. Our e-blast for this morning, and we'll get to our special guest, celebrating 196 years of the Black Press. Can you believe it? We've been able to communicate over many years. Some papers made it to their destination. Some didn't. We're talking about the old days. But now we can e-blast. There's no excuse for it. We can get it. Some of the Secretary Fudge pledges to change the agency's ad spending with black-owned media. All right? You know, that's always been an issue. A lot of these companies, a lot of these government agencies would work with us, some of us, but not all of us. And you can see, and I like what the National Association of Black Journalists are doing. They're putting people on the carpet and say, well, why aren't you spending with us when we spend for you? And now HUD is doing their thing to try to make it better because the narrative has changed. We've had great experiences with HUD over the years. And now that's slipping because other people are coming in between us and HUD. But in the National Association of Black Journalists, NABJ, we thank you for stepping up, trying to make it. Try to level the table out. Now, a teacher forced her only black student reenact slavery in class. Right here in Texas. What the? It's Sunday. I had to catch myself in middle school. Why can't we have a role reversal? Let us be massa. Yeah, that teacher needs that. Yeah. You don't want to visit slavery in order to know where we've been to where we are now for reparations, for job opportunity. But the only black child in the class, from what I read, the only. The light bulb came on for you to talk about how I do him or her to do us be a slave in a play or a reading. You know what? I just got hot. You know how they say no, Sherlock, the only black person. Why couldn't they be the slave owner in this reenactment in your class? Ooh. Go figure it. All right, here's another story that the future vets could combat teacher shortages under the Texas bill. I'm going to have to read that. But are they capable? You folks, it's bad enough. You have people who are trained to be teachers. Train on the basics 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, ABC. And not to say that our vets can't do it, but there are a lot of lingering effects from their time in the military. Are you going to make sure they don't have PTSD? Because working with veterans, you'd be surprised sometimes You can be having a good conversation, and it completely goes left. Can you imagine if someone's still suffering, and they didn't screen him or her properly? They go in the classroom and snap. Think about that one. You know, another thing they're talking about in our blab is depression and the causes. Folks, most of the time, they're things that we've always been able to, if we're dealing with stuff, especially as blacks, if we're dealing with stuff, what will we do? Pray. Pray, Lord, come take this off me. But sometimes praying is just not enough. We have to go and seek help. Prayer is awesome. Prayer works miracles. But sometimes along with the praying, we need to learn how to get out of the situation. You know, you've heard stories about the guy on the roof, the flood, waiting on Jesus to come. Waiting on Jesus to come. Send a helicopter, boat, everything. And the reason I threw that at him, because sometimes in situations like this, we have to make decisions on trying to get better, whether it's depression. It could be other things, mental issues that are in the forefront today. We have to take care of ourselves. Physically, yes. Yes, yes. Mentally, yes, 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 yes. Because if we don't have the mental capacity to do right, everything else is downhill. So, good idea trying to close the shortage. Will it get a certification? Will the standards of at least a BS be upheld? We want to watch this. We just can't let you like that. I'm willing to bet everything I own we're going to have a situation like in Nashville. You got three preaching the same thing, but two of them get punished. Way to go, America. No, I bet you. Well, I'll leave it at America, but way to go, Nashville. State House. It's a lot. There is, just to keep you abreast, a Bobby L. Lane Hall of Fame luncheon, African American Foundation Archives and History Program. Actually, it was yesterday. Well, I hope they had a great event. Joan Topley was honored. Other inductees, Elaine Baker, Dr. Lou Blackburn, Earl A. Jones, Kimball High School, Delma Kelly, William S. Marshall, Billy Carl Roberts, Dr. Juanita Cleaver Simmons, and Eugene Young III. An outstanding educator, Brittany C. Johnson. Oh, DISD moment. Awesome. All kind of cooking things. You know, Mother's Day coming up next. Then Father's Day. I might even get in real being cooked. I'm going to have to think of some recipes. I've always done that. Superb Woman of the Day, Terry Wilson. Great. She serves as the Executive Director of the Bridge Breast Network, BBN, and has held the position for the past 18 years under the leadership of BBN. Has seen substantial growth in the number of individuals served. She has 40 years of experience. We want to congratulate Terry Wilson Gray as being the Superb Woman of the Day. Ooh, I can't wait till I be the superb dude of the day. I'm not sure I'll hear that part. It is about 12 minutes after the hour. Let's bring in our neighborhood doctor, Dr. Rodriguez. Good morning. What are you going to feed us with today? What we got going on?
Well, I'm on a oil kick right now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
We're going to do black seed oil today.
Black seed oil.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is this something we ingest, rub on us? Go ahead. I'll let you take it, and I'll follow you.
Okay. This is something you ingest. It's like it has lots of properties. It's good for people with asthma, if you have hypertension, if you got diabetes, if you're in pain, if there's some inflammation in your body. It's also an antimicrobial, it's anti-cancer, and that's what they're really studying right now because it's an inhibitor of solid tumors. It's an anti-convulsant. So if you a seizure person, then it's good for that. It also is a neuroprotector, so it protects those brain cells. It protects against kidney disease. It's a diuretic, good for the skin. It's good for quite a few things.
Now, when you say for the skin, is this all ingested or is it topical?
For the skin, it could be both, you know, because in order to have good skin, you have to ingest it. But they have like a lot of products out here with black seed oil in it, and it's good for quite a few. It's good for eczema. Let me see what else. They have put it on wounds. They don't use it as much as they do like the honey. It's good for psoriasis. It's good for a lot of things.
All right, now you said honey. Are you trying to sweeten things up a little bit? Don't tell me a little bit about what we can do with
that. Okay. It's like with honey, you can actually treat wounds with honey.
Okay. Say it again, treat what? I a little back.
Wounds. Our little patients that come to the hospital, you can actually use a honey mixture on their wounds to heal it. It heals real
quick. Wow. You know, it's funny that you say honey and some of these black seeds. Go back to some ways, not at the point in medical history, we were able to do a lot of things with honey or, like you say, with healing. I think about this. Let me go back and you tell me. You grew up here in Did you all do anything special for bee stings or wasp stings?
My grandmother used to. I'm trying to think. I can't remember what she put on it, but she would put things on a wasp sting or a bee sting, and it would actually cause the stinger to come out of your skin. But I can't remember what it was.
Well, I can tell you. Let me refresh your memory on what I encountered. Going to the mailbox.
Uh-huh.
In Florida, the wasps love to hang out under your mailbox, which was pretty much detached from your home.
Uh-huh.
And I got stung right above the eye.
Wow.
And I tell you, when I got through doing what it was doing after being stung, looked like I was in a heavyweight championship boxing match. My grandmother put some salt bacon or white pork is what we used to call it. I don't know what they call it now, hog jaw or something, but we used to call it white pork. And with a penny, and put a penny on it. Now I'm walking around with that around the house. You know I wasn't going to go out for that. Especially with my granny, telling what she was going to cop. And it feel good. She said, oh, yeah, it's going to draw that stinger Because usually when they sting you, they die, from what I remember reading, like bees and wasps. When they lose their stinger, they've lost their protection. So, yeah, I walk around the house with some white bacon, as we called it, all the fat and meat. And especially it's better. Look, it was better if you got some on your arm. When you had it above your eye, you know I didn't go outside. I wasn't going to let the kids see me like that. Oh, no. But they had all the remedies for every single thing. And let me make you laugh, and we may discuss this another time. That hot water bottle heater, the bag, the red bag that used to be in the bathroom.
Yep.
Okay, I found out he had a lot of usages, a lot. And as a young man, you know, if your stomach was hurt, she'll maybe put some ice or something warm and you put it on your side. Well, everything was cool. If you hurt, put ice, whatever. Until you start getting a little older to understand what else it was used for. So when she would bring it to me, because my arm was hurting or swollen. I said, "Ah, Grandma, all right. All right." We do a lot, and that's what I like and I enjoy what you bring to the table, is that we, you know, we have some formal ways of treating things. But when we didn't have access to the system, we were able to get through some of these twists and turns that life had given us with these home remedies and through the foods and you see the black seed oil. You say it's an anti-convulsive. Run through that one more time, because that's a list of everything. So what if they had do you just let them ingest a little bit, or if you mean
It depends. I think it's like you could do like a teaspoon in the morning and a teaspoon at night. But it's quite a few people out here. They have a lot of YouTube videos on it.
Okay.
They take more than I would take, because like one of the side effects of black seed oil is it really, really thins your blood.
Oh, okay.
And I know if you ingest too much of it, that you'll have a lot of bruising.
Okay. Right, so the clotting factors are changing.
Yep.
So a little bit of old school with what we consider new school now, what we've learned, you know. I'm always reminded, Dr. Rodriguez, of the things that we've come up with as far as blacks in this country, the inventions when we go through Black History Month, or things that we use today because of someone of color created it. And like you said, with access or the lack of access, we learn how to use things from nature to make it work. And here it is, some 200-300 years later, we still relying on it. And the people in the health food industry, they understand that. They say black seed oil uses for health and cooking.
Yeah, I don't ever cook with it, though. It has an interesting taste to it, so.
Okay.
Now, I was telling you, like the anti-cancer part of it, it actually goes in and it keeps cancer from spreading or growing.
Okay.
So that's why I said they're really doing the research on that, trying to figure out how it works.
When they find out that certain things are working, boy, they want to find out, especially when we bring it to the table. They may not publicize it, but they want to find out. But I like this. I'm looking as well. You know, it's an education for me as well. Fight inflammation, as you mentioned, allergies. And here's a little blurb here I'll read for you. In one small step, put black seed oil drops and their noses to treat mild, moderate, and severe cases of allergic rhinitis. Okay.
Okay.
6 weeks, 9 out of 10 people said their sneezing, itching eyes, stuffy nose, and other symptoms got better and went away completely. This was true
wow.
of 3 out of 10 people in the group to use the regular food oil. And more research is needed. Now, folks, this is under controlled circumstances. Where I had allergies, I thought I was allergic to everything. And I may have shared this with the audience. My nose would bleed. No, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I would sneeze so much in my room. My mother made me clean up every single day, basically. Windex. I know she wanted to keep my room clean. Windex the windows. But I'm trying to think of the pledge or it was something else we used to do. Scott's Liquid Gold, kind of keep the dust in the room because we thought it was dust. Well, one night for some reason, well, I know the reason, I was out there fighting. And I caught the wrong end of a fist. I did win. I let everybody know I was good with my hands too. But my nose bled. And when we went to wash the pillow was a feather pillow that I did not know I had. When we changed that pillow, I did not sneeze in my room. I was allergic to the feather pillow. Had no clue. So it took another incident to create the trueness of what was going on in my room. But we had no idea I was allergic to that. I was allergic to a lot of things. You know, when I came along, I had a white pediatrician. Okay, I say that, nothing wrong with that, but I had that in Tampa because my mom was in healthcare. Dr. Griffin, I forget his name. They stuck me up for everything, all kind of allergies, the way they used to. Remember? You got stuff mainly in your arm. Now people get around their backs and everything. And I was allergic to everything under the sun. Played football, I was allergic to grass. What black man don't eat chicken? I was allergic to chicken. I was allergic to everything under the sun. Grass, playing football, I would get little welts, but I would never get to the point where I couldn't breathe. And then I kind of outgrew that. But it goes to show that at that time, we got diagnosed with a lot of things that we didn't even know we had. And it took, especially with the allergies, it took one thing, one incident at the house for me to realize that I was allergic to a feather pillow. Isn't that something? My misfortune ended up being fortunate for me. As a people for many, many years. And a lot of natural stuff. We couldn't go to the pharmacy for this, that, and the other. But we made it work. And I know folklore is part of it because we do tell stories and pass things along the pathway from then to now. But what else you got for me?
Well, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to tell you, they've already broken down the anti-cancer part of the black seed oil. It's something called thymoquinone.
Okay.
Thymoquinone.
Okay.
And they also found black seed oils in King Tut's tomb when they raided it.
Okay. Wow. Wow. They don't want to talk about King Tut, do they? I want to talk about the pyramids. But always, we always tell you, we're giving you some helpful hints. Still, go to your doctor now. I don't want you sitting up here and saying, I got cancer. I need to eat this or take the black seed. No, please, please. I'm going to take this and use this disclaimer. These are additional ways, but please see your doctor. By no means, but we know. We look over history how we, when we were not accepted into certain doctor offices. Just like now, when we're not wanting, or people are not wanting us to vote, they set up all these certain mechanisms to prevent you from voting. You know, something about time, it seems to repeat itself. And that's where we are. So, again, for allergies, acne, you know, a lot of people go through their teenage years. And if she probably dabbed on black seeds oil to clear them up. For centuries, it's been used to treat rashes, psoriasis, and skin inflammation. Studies suggest that black seed oil may work as well as benzoyl for acne. Boy, don't you tell Clearasil that. They're going to come and buy all the black seed oil off the shelves. So I'm just so excited always that we are just getting rich with these. And just be prepared, because we'll talk to Cheryl, see if we can get you you got the education and everything, but just some alternatives, maybe a little blurb every week in our paper about these natural oils that would help us. Because a lot of people are going back, not trusting the manufacturers of certain drugs. And here's the thing that's really, Dr. Rodriguez, rheumatoid arthritis. A lot of people are getting that now, getting infused. It even affects their breathing with some of this. So we deal with quite a few people. And rheumatoid arthritis, for those who are autoimmune disorder that can swell your joints and wear down your bones. One study suggests that taking black seed oil every day may lessen. Now, they're very careful in what they say, may lessen joint swelling and stiffness. May is a very operative word in that sentence. With more evidence, it may be helpful with an add-on therapy for RA or rheumatoid arthritis. So even the literature that I'm reading is trying to be as careful as possible so people don't be thinking it's going to cure it, and it doesn't. And here's another one too, Dr. Rodriguez, male fertility. Oh, it's going to be off the shelves now. Studies of both infertile men, oh my God, men and rats found that the black seed oil can boost sperm count and help sperm swim faster. Antioxidants in the oil likely help protect sperm from damage. But more clinical trials are needed to know if the oil can be a good treatment for male infertility. Wow.
We'll probably jump right on that.
Oh, so catchy. You were good with that one. You were good. They're jumping on it. Okay, all right, I got you. So, yes. You know, and then they give a disclaimer of some side effects. You know, you have to be aware of that, because even certain meds that we take have some side effects. But one is saying that one of the world's most common medical plants, so it's generally safe, okay? But large amounts of black seed oil can cause liver and kidney damage in rats. It also may show blood clotting time and make bleeding more likely. So you did mention that, where the clotting factors will be change if you take too much of it. Protime, as we see in the hospital, where they adjust different blood thinners to make sure that we still have the clotting factor because otherwise people would bleed to death. And another thing I'm looking, they're showing where they always talk about the rats. I'll never forget during my days at FAMU, I worked in a cardiovascular lab. And we were doing hypertension drugs. Dr. Charles Walker, who was the dean of pharmacy at the time, worked together. And I even got a little time to talk and work with him. He went to the NIH, National Institute of Health in D.C., and I worked with him there. And, it was really nice being on the forefront of some things to come at that particular time in my life. But again, it's amazing how the mice or rats, however you want to look at it, we did a lot of that. A lot of people think it was very inhumane, but we were doing it, getting different drugs, getting blood samples. And it is Sunday morning, and it's Easter. That'll be another show of how we got the blood sample from the mice. And it was a little scary initially. But you know what? It saved some lives. We got some new cardiovascular drugs. And we're talking over 30 years ago when I did this in school. I want to kind of put this disclaimer out. A lot of people say, well, the black schools don't do much. We were very heavy into research at FAMU. And I was so glad to be part of that. It gave me a good perspective on how things, the process of drugs. It was just a great experience. I had a great mentor with Dr. Charles Walker. And believe it or not, of all the things that could have killed him, he, in the process of working on hypertension drugs, had a heart attack. And that was sad, sad for us, but he was making a difference in his works. They continued and found some other things that would assist, or that has assist in controlling our hypertension. Yeah, so that brought a little lump in my throat because we were on the cutting edge, had no clue of what we were doing. No clue whatsoever. All right. Some of the other things on hold that thought, 50th anniversary of hip hop. We have an event coming up, and I want Cheryl to get on, but this week you can meet the Rattlers 6-8 on April 13th, which will be the Thursday, because next Saturday is Income Tax Day, but it's also a national holiday. It will be my birthday. Yay! I'll be 21. I'm going to do like the ladies. 21 again. But we're going to have Master Alumni Association in town. And it's going to be a great event. So you can get our e-blast to keep up with some activities. It's just outstanding. Even in my, I mentioned in my tribute, of how much FAMU has meant to me. My daughter went there. It's just part of the family. So, we talk about FAMU quite a bit. But for other people, if it's Wyoming College or Texas College, they may feel the same way. But I got to do a lot of things and met great people that are still in my life today. And I'm just so thankful for that. So, again, folks, FAMU, if you have any kids that are interested, you can go online and find our National Association of Florida A&M, the Dallas chapter, and let us know that we can get some information. We're going to search schools to try, if you want to keep up with us and you don't have the e-blast, please dial 214-941-0110. Again, 214-941-0110. And you can get additional information. You need to subscribe because I'm telling you, valuable information.
Can you repeat that again?
What, the phone number?
Yes.
Okay, area code 214-941. Oh, I don't lost it there, and I know the number. Hold on. I'm not going to let the boss lady down. I know she's going to, I'm trying to find him before she texts it to me. 214-941-0110.
Okay, I think I got it.
All right, very good. You know, there's just so much out there. So certain publications don't always put news that's pertinent for us, but we want to get you signed up with her so that you can give maybe a herb or something for the day. So a lot of times you've given us multiple things, but you can just give us something that can show up. You know, you get credit. I know you're publications that you may have to maintain, but here we can help each other, help people understand and then help you with your continuing ed as well. I forgot all about that. So again, 938, you've got your black seed oil remedies, folks. It is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Of the things of how well Meemaw and Mudia, Papa, Granddaddy, whatever it may have been, how we've been able to maintain over the years. How to handle stings. So now if you get a bee sting on your arm, you can get away with getting you some white pork or salt pork, whatever. The white bacon is what we used to call it. Salt pork, some tobacco, and a pinch. And Sivvy, that was
supposed to be. That's what she used. It was tobacco.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't put that in the first run. But, yeah, salt pork, tobacco, and a penny. Supposed to draw the stinger out. That's what it was, tobacco. And wait, and did they chew it a little bit before they put it on?
Of course.
Boy. We got stories to tell. Can you believe that? We all need to sit down and just talk about or even write an article on some of these old remedies that folks used to have. Remember syrup of black draft?
Syrup of a black drop.
Oh, you say tomato, I say tomato. Okay. All right. So black drop.
Yeah, that's
Father
how we
John?
Pronounce it here.
How about Father John? I hear crickets.
Huh?
Are you familiar with Father John? Okay, those are some of the things. You know, we need to sit down, Cheryl, and just kind of talk about things. You know, just good for the soul. Just to know some of these kids that we may address have no clue. Heck, it may be some adults that we don't. I mean, that people are not aware of these different things that when we didn't have everything. Glover's Mane. You know what we use that for? And if a dog had it, if it was your dog, you could get close to it. But most of the time, they would throw motor oil on a dog that had the mange. Remember them days? I know you keep putting it on me. Yeah, but let me see my Father John if it give me a description. It's called a cough suppressant. For colds and coughs. And Father John alcohol-free cough medicine, 4 ounces. If you look, I didn't know Father John. I guess he was a priest. We didn't know. We didn't pay no attention. I just remember the box. I'm trying to think of another thing that we, it's funny that when you're in medicine, you don't see these things. Surfer Black Draft. You couldn't take too much because it would jack your system up. You couldn't do it. And I'm being nice because it's Sunday. It was a laxative. Yes, it was. It would jack you up. And it tastes good, too. I'm sounding like Lucy. Vigivitamin. And it tastes good, too. It was good. And, I felt a victim. I had probably more than I needed. So it was just one of them days. My mother asked me, why am I home today? I just didn't feel like going nowhere, Mom. That's what it was. I'm just having a good time with these old remedies. Something else we used to do, too, is if a kid had asthma, and now this was in the New England Journal of Medicine, believe it or not. If you had asthma, and I know we give all kind of inhalers now, as a kid, they would take some of the kid's hair, measure a spot in a tree, and which would be their height, put the hair in the tree. And if they were to outgrow or whenever they were to grow over that point, they were supposed to be out of their asthmatic phases of their lives. And the New England Journal of Medicine actually put that in. A lot of naysayers, but it was an opportunity for that, for people to use. In the country, that's all they had. They didn't always go see Doc. They had some remedies. And surprisingly, the kids and other adults were able to get over that phase in that particular time in their lives. That's something when you have that. But that Black Draft, oh my goodness, something else. And I guess we did a lot because we were not allowed to go and get the Bayer aspirin or whatever brand was hot when they had to go to the corner store or whatever it was to get feed or, you know, we made the most of it. And now, you know, we don't look for nothing but unless it's in Walmart, Walgreens, you know, go to the grocery store, Fiesta, wherever you do shopping. We don't rely on calling my dear or calling me ma, whoever it may be, and just ask them. You know, that's what history, folklore is all about. And we've lost that. We have lost that because we were able to talk about recipes. We were able to talk about anything. You know, how you cook your ham. And I'm always reminded of this story, and I tell it because I know a lot of people are going to eat some ham or run the honey bake, one. But this was an award-winning cook. And they asked her, you know, about certain things about her cooking. And they noticed that every ham she'd ever cooked, she would cut it. And then she would prepare it, and it would be succulent. So the one big reporter asked her, where did you learn to cook like this? She said, I learned it from my mom. Why do you cut your ham? Because my mom told me to. So they talked to the mom and asked her, why did she do it? She said she learned it from her mother. So they were very fortunate, the writers, to be able to get to the grandma and ask her, why did she always cut her ham? She said, because the pan wasn't big enough. And see, we miss things like that. We do a lot of things, but we don't know why people were doing it. We just do it. So even if you have prescription drugs, just research, folks. I'm not trying to take you from your doctor, but just research so you can be aware of what is going on. That's what you need to do. And we need you to do that. Understand what you're putting in your body. It's about 47 after the hour. we were looking for sports. I don't see them right now. But they're going to be, again, FAMU alumni is getting together. We're having a regional meeting. A lot of people from Florida that are going to be here. So we're going to paint the town orange and green. Another entity that's coming to town as well, I know as we approach, Don't Believe the Hype. I think it is a go, and we're going to roll with it. I just always look forward to that. And Dr. Rogers, we got to have you a part of it as well. Come right on in and see what we do for charities. And I'm just so happy that this thing is lifting, but I still want you, and that's COVID, still want you to be very careful. Don't totally let your guard down. You know, there's so many things that are going on. So, and I'm just to let you know, my unrest is what happened in Tennessee. Three people opposed the gun laws there, or the sanctionings or whatever they were going to go through. Two out of the three were expelled from the Tennessee House. And if you were a betting person, male or female, you better bet on black, because that's who they removed. The young lady who was white, they did not expel her. America. What does America mean to me? We need to get an essay from adults. You know, kids can give you a perspective, but every child has not gone through what we've gone through. Cheryl, maybe we need to, what is America? We have to, look, we have to limit the amount of letters or words, because I know we, for a lifetime, we can talk and talk and talk and talk about the improprieties of America. But what does it mean to me? We need to find out. Because oftentimes, as I mentioned earlier, that we get caught on the wrong side of history. When voting, you know how important voting has been the last 60 years or so, that they try to tear it down. But what does America mean to me? Next Sunday, day after my birthday, I will try to give you, I will give you a little bit of what I have to say. What does America mean to me? So I better start on it, because it's going to be a huge weekend for activities. So it's just one of those days. I just cringe every time I think about how much progress we've made as a people. And then they come back and do this. You know, I've always joked about turning the hands of time, making them go backwards. And that's what we're doing. Same activity, different punishment. They kick you out of Senate now. Back in the day, they make you go back out in the field. But the same premise. Over hundreds and hundreds of years ago, America, listening audience, we've come a long way. If they had it their way, we'll go in a different direction. But we have to keep letting our light shine. Let it shine, let it shine. So that everyone can see your good works. Because we've made our mark in the sand. We've contributed to this country that brought us here, not because we wanted to be here. the lack of credit, the lack of recognition is very high. But we keep going and going and going, trying to make this a better place. Education is changing. I want to say congratulations to the city of Los Angeles coming up with a new contract for their teachers. But every school district is going to have their ups and downs. But it's up to us, the parents, uncles, aunts, grandmas, grandpas, the whole village, to make sure our kids do what they need to do in order to be successful. May not be popular. And I say that because my mother used to make all my friends come in and read. I lost friends. Oh, no, Miss Wiggum wants y'all to read. No, no, I can't do that. I'm outside playing. But for the ones that stay there, you didn't know who mother she was. The way they said, oh, Miss Wiggum, thank you so much. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be able to be here where I am today because you made us read. Reading was fun. So it doesn't have to, you know, I grew up with a great mom, great father, but mom had it. She had it. And she made sure that we got it too. And Sylvia, I have to brag, first black nurse practitioner in the state of Florida. All I could do was call her mama. And that's why, if you wonder why I do what I do, I got to keep up. It ain't the Joneses. I just got to keep up with the Wiggums. So that's why I try to do what I do. And I want everybody, pick somebody in your family. Pick somebody you know that are doing great things. Emulate them. Because if we all try to do great things will happen, and we can make this place a better place. 5 minutes. Again, Dr. Rodriguez, thank you so much. You're always welcome, and you're a breath of fresh air to us.
Thank you.
And keep bringing on the good old natural stuff. Folks, again, Father John, you can look it up. Cough suppressant. There was another one out there. It might be Father John. It was like a COVID thing. You forgot to unmute yourself. Let's bring Cheryl in right quick. Madam President, as we wind down, we thank you so much for just doing what you're doing. I always see you. I see you in the background. Happy Easter to everyone. Go ahead and get your candy curls. Get your candy curls. The blue leisure suit. You can go old school. According to the FAMU National Alumni Association that'll be here. We have a lot to discuss. Some great things to do. I'm excited about this football season. The Rattlers actually come to the great state of Texas, and we can be there if the Lord's willing and the creek don't rise. I'm going to be there. So we just so excited about today. If you have kids or grandkids, talk a little bit about what went on in Nashville. You know, give them your perspective, because sometimes when you look at the news, they're always going to protect ownership of whoever running the show. They just won't say they're wrong. They're presenting, but they won't say it's wrong. Right? It's definitely wrong. How 2 out of 3 is kicked, they're kicked out. Wow. That's all I can say. I'm going to leave you with these parting words. go and hug somebody different. You love. Enjoy your Easter Sunday. I guess your ham. I guess ham is big. Pot roast, whatever you cook. Enjoy and reflect on what the day is all about. Not just having a big meal, but the resurrection. And once that is done, sit down, have a talk with your family, and do some things. Do some things in such a way that the kids, if you have grandkids, they will be so happy as well to just have a dialogue with grandma, grandma, whoever you want them to call. So on behalf of Cheryl Smith and the rest of the crew, we thank you so much. Continue to pray. That's my motto. Happy birthday to my mom. Thank you for everything, every single thing. And when I'm down, I always know it's an on-time.